Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Rick Ann Garcia reports Israel and Hamas are accusing each other of complicating ceasefire talks.
Hamas accused Israel of introducing new conditions related to the withdrawal from Gaza, the release of Palestinian prisoners, and the return of displaced people. Israel's government, on the other hand, said Hamas was backing out on agreements that had already been reached and accused it of creating difficulties. Israeli forces remain in control of Gaza security. In a video released by the IDF, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz stated that buffer zones would be created to protect Israeli communities and emphasized their goal of establishing these zones for enhanced security. With all this, we will work to achieve the two goals of the war, to release all the hostages home and to defeat Hamas. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Russia targets Ukrainian energy infrastructure on Christmas Day.
Ukrainian officials say Russia launched a massive missile barrage targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure, killing at least one person and disrupting heat for more than 100 on Christmas Day. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said over 70 missiles, including ballistic missiles and over 100 attack drones, were used to strike Ukraine's power sources. The country's energy minister said power operators were taking the necessary measures to limit consumption. Meanwhile, Ukraine's biggest private energy company said Russia struck one of their thermal power plants, making it the 13th attack on Ukraine's power grid this year. I'm Julie Walker.
And Russia's Civil Aviation Authority now says that a bird strike was behind the crash of an Azerbaijani plane crash in which at least 38 people died. The Azerbaijani president said that it was too soon to speculate on the reasons behind the crash, but said that the weather had forced the plane to change from its planned course. This is VOA News. A Taliban government official says that Pakistan's airstrikes on eastern Afghanistan killed 46 people, mostly women and children. The deputy spokesman for the Afghan government said those killed in the strikes that targeted four locations in a district in the province of Paktika were refugees. This comes a day after Pakistani security officials, speaking on condition of anonymity in line with regulations, told the Associated Press that Tuesday's operation was to dismantle a training facility and kill insurgents. Pakistan has not commented on the strikes. However, on Wednesday, the Pakistani military said security forces killed 13 insurgents in an overnight operation. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on an undersea power cable outage in Europe.
A power cable linking Finland and Estonia under the Baltic Sea suffered an outage. It prompted an investigation. That's according to a social media announcement from Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo. He said the interruption would not affect electricity supplies in Finland. Estonian network operator Elering said there was enough spare capacity to meet power needs on the Estonian side. Authorities have been on edge about undersea infrastructure in the Baltic. Two data cables, one running between Finland and Germany, the other between Lithuania and Sweden, were severed in November. I'm Haya Panjwani.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that two reporters were killed as authorities trying to reopen Port-au-Prince's biggest public hospital after it was shut down by gangs earlier in the year.
Street gangs have taken over an estimated 85% of Haiti's capital. Authorities had pledged to reopen the facility, but as journalists gathered to cover the event, suspected gang members opened fire in a vicious Christmas Eve attack. A video posted by one of Haiti's most powerful gangs said that the gang coalition had not authorized the hospital's reopening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
China and Japan have agreed to set up talks on often contentious security issues. The two countries are seeking to improve a relationship riven in recent years by a range of issues, from territorial disputes to the discharge of water from Japan's tsunami-wrecked nuclear power plant. Japan's foreign minister sounded positive Wednesday after meetings in Beijing with the Chinese premier and foreign minister. He called the talks very candid and wide-ranging. China's foreign minister has agreed to visit Japan next year for a high-level economic dialogue, while Japan has announced an easing of visa requirements for Chinese visitors. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.